Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Tape. We got the deets.
And somebody got a tattoo of Samuel L. Jackson, but not intentionally.
Plus, there's a new Paris Hilton Britney Spears scandal, and this one would have never happened in 2006.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, and back with us today, honey, is the beautiful actress and singer, Miss Jessie.
Ooh. Happy to be back, y'all. Okay, Brad, you got all the news on my girl Celine Dion, don't you?
Yes, girl. That's right, Jesse. Okay, everyone knows by now that Celine Dion was left off Rolling Stone's list of the 200 greatest singers of all time. Ooh, well, y'all, her fans were a little pissed off, so they did what fans do. A group of 15 supporters traveled from Montreal to New York, and they protested in front of the Rolling Stone headquarters. Ooh, Charlie, let the magazine know how they felt, with signs saying things like, "I drove all the way here," and "Rolling Stone, you've hit an iceberg."
No, that is like a testament to the politeness of the Canadian people, Brad.
Okay.
Even those protesting signs, they were very polite.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Oh, Canada, terre de nos aïeux.
All right. Yeah. So,
I know I'm Canadian.
Love, honey, Miss Celine.
I thought you were Haitian.
So what would you pick?
I am Haitian.
You Haitian Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah, she's Haitian. Haitian.
What would your pick a sign read, honey, since you love Miss Celine?
My sign would have said, "I drove all night."
Celine got hits that stick like grits. Y'all not going to be playing
hits
in my
like grits, face. Not Celine.
Well, I thought that was Al Green.
Yes, that's all my right. Bitch. Celine is my bitch.
I've never heard anybody reference Celine as their bitch.
That's right. My bitch.
Not even her husband.
But for real, though, of the 200 people, not one of them could have been left off to leave room for Celine.
Come on now.
I feel like, you know, somebody just was sleep at the wheel. They don't make no sense.
Come on now.
You know, one person they did sleep on. Aretha Franklin.
Hey.
Aretha Franklin has asked the age-old question, who's zooming who?
Hey.
And now we have the modern-day answer. It's Shakira's ex, Gerard Piqué, and his mistress, Clara Chia Marti.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Shakira and Gerard split last year after 12 years together, and now a Zoom video Gerard did in 2021 while Shakira was out of town has resurfaced because Shakira's fans spotted Clara walking through the background.
Ooh.
Come through, internet detectives. Now, Clara's a blonde and was only seen walking away, so people initially assumed it was Shakira.
Ooh.
And Shakira's reportedly devastated to learn that not only was this woman in their home, but the affair was going on longer than she thought.
Not you cheating on Shakira. And her hips.
Yeah. It does seem like, you know, whoever you, like, you know, cheat on somebody like that with is a step backwards.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just wasn't worth it, Gerard.
Yeah.
Dang, Gerard.
It just goes to show you, no matter how hot or how attractive somebody
is, the person
who's with them is always like, man, they ain't that.
Exactly.
They ain't all that.
Exactly.
I don't know. You can just never make sense of cheating on Shakira. Shakira is a bad bitch.
Well, sometimes you can't make sense of Shakira.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes it could be a beautiful home, but no one's there.
I'm not sure that Shakira ever made sense of her taxes. Didn't she get, like, in trouble for, like, tax evasion recently?
Now, hold on now. Tanner.
Don't she talk like
yeah.
When she was in Zootopia as a goat or a yak, it was just like some of the best casting ever.
Yeah.
It was just so
oh, I'm gonna get my
and she's got one of those tones that's back up in there like that.
Well, looks like Paris Hilton is the latest celebrity to be called out over photoshopping her pictures.
Oh, Lord.
So, apparently Paris is being roasted on social media after fans accuse her of photoshopping Britney Spears into pictures taken at a recent birthday party. She wasn't happy about the trolls calling her out, so she clapped back on IG and said, "Brat, you know the deal."
to all those asking, some of those photos were taken on an iPhone, so they ended up being blurry. So they used this app called Remini to make it look unblurry.
I'm screaming.
Didn't want to even dignify this with a response, but some of these conspiracy theories are absolutely ridiculous. I'm so hot.
Let's give Brad a round of applause for him.
Seriously.
Nobody does white women like Brad. Okay. Based off this picture, does it look Photoshopped to you guys?
Are these people looking at these pictures on television?
They all look blurry to me. Maybe I need some glasses on or something.
I don't know. What you think, Gary?
I don't know. I'm trying to... Paris is still reminding me of somebody else, like Pamela Anderson or something.
She gave a little color to her own skin.
Yeah.
Put a little melanin in hers.
Yes.
But you can tell the arm of a guy is Photoshopped. Look at his arm on top of her. It doesn't even touch Britney's blouse or whatever, so you can tell he was Photoshopped.
But you see Britney's fingers on his shoulder, though.
I think he's holding the phone.
We're really putting a lot of work into this photo.
They
look amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah. Gary, do you Photoshop any of your photos?
Hell, I don't even know how to use it.
He don't know how to use his phone.
Thank you. He literally sends his
photos to the shop.
To get it processed. All right, y'all. Well, speaking of parties, it looks like the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah is going out with a bang. Y'all, this story is crazy. So last week, Jen, who is facing a maximum of 14 years behind bars, was sentenced to 6.5 years in federal prison for allegedly running a nationwide telemarketing scheme that targeted thousands of people, predominantly the elderly.
She need her ass whooped.
Yeah, she do. Put her ass in jail.
Before surrendering, the convicted fraudster...
Surrendering?
Surrending. Before she's surrendering. Before surrendering, the convicted fraudster and her posse decided to celebrate her shorter than expected prison sentence with a lavish dinner and party in New York City. According to a source, she dined with a group of about 20 and had a couple bodyguards standing nearby to make sure nobody took photos.
I guess.
Given her circumstances, do you think this is the time to be partying?
Yeah, because this is the best time. Usually people, because I have a friend I just talked to last night, he's getting out of the federal pen next week. So I asked, they're going to give him a big party. He said he just wanted an Adidas party because he like Adidas.
Well, you know, when you get out, that's something to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
But before you go in, your ass robbed a bunch of old people.
Yeah, but she got to eat good and do it with her friends, though, Brad. She got to have a nice lavish
dinner. Okay, she could have had a dinner. She is partying because she happy she got 6 years and not 20.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is a kind of
for
a reason to celebrate,
from old
though.
People.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the people who she stole from watching this and their family.
Yeah, she spent that money on that dinner.
Well, I'm and I'm saying, if it was me, honey, I would have a swinging riches party before I go to jail. All the dancers come dance, honey. Just
so you wouldn't feel bad about all the people you stole money from?
No, because I'm going to serve my time, so they're getting it back.
Wow.
Still not.
They're not going to get their money now.
They're still out of that money.
They should make sure you answer your phone and make sure you know who you're talking to. But anyway, all right, honey, it's time for...
Tattoo or Tattoo?
Baby, it looks like a super fan, honey, of the Netflix show Wednesday has gone viral on Twitter after his attempt, y'all, to get a tattoo of the character's face.
And Gary, the tattoo definitely raised some eyebrows after many fans poked fun at the tat, saying it favored Samuel L. Jackson as well as Gollum from the Lord of the Rings franchise. Rather than Jenna Ortega, who stars in the Netflix show, I'm going to call this Ash Wednesday.
Yo.
This tattoo is so bad.
They really put Samuel L. Jackson with a lace front wig on that man. I'm screaming.
Can you make that face, Jesse? Can you make the face of the tattoo?
But she's cute. But where's the tattoo at on the body? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It looks like it's like on the calf.
The tattoo looks like it's about to say mother out of nowhere. Yeah.
It's like Chucky.
Yeah.
It's mother Wednesday. Well, up next, did a quick romp with an older woman turn a young Prince Harry into a man? We got the details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So Prince Harry isn't sparing us any personal details about his sex life in his upcoming memoir. Now, Gary's cousin got down and dirty with the details about who set his crotch on fire. When he lost his virginity at 17 years old to an older woman, and here's what he said. Tana, hit us with the dirty deets.
Uh-oh. She liked horses quite a lot and treated me not unlike a young stallion.
Horses? Yeah!
quick ride, after which she smacked my rump and sent me to grace. Among the many things about it that were wrong, it happened in a grassy field behind a busy pub.
Oh, wow.
What?
Now, there's been some speculation over the years that it was Elizabeth Hurley that made the prince a man, but the actress claims it's just cap out here in these streets and it never happened.
I thought my first time was bad, but this is horrible.
This is.
Are you bringing up the church story again?
Well, no.
Church.
When I lost my first virginity, it was in a car.
Oh, you lost
the
your
first,
virginity
twice. The first one, yeah.
You had your virginity had a sequel? Once. Like, you had a second one?
Yeah, my
you
first had a part virginity, two.
Yeah,
I had a part two. Mm-hmm. That's the Dominican. Remember I said the Dominican was actually able to do what the Haitian didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
So the
exactly.
Haitian actually had me in the back of a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was bad because he didn't even spit shine me or nothing.
Oh, no.
Prince Harry would never. He would absolutely spit shine
you. Just, you know.
Well, y'all know what happens when people get it popping. There's always a baby report. That's right, and it looks like America's favorite villain, the Joker, is ready to push one out.
Mm.
Wait, what?
This what?
Okay, so in the latest installment of DC's Comics' Clown Prince of Darkness, the Man Who Stopped Laughing series, the Joker starts longing for an heir of his own DNA. But when he seeks help from wizardess Zatanna, who wants nothing to do with him, she casts a spell that will forbid anyone from carrying the Joker's child, but it backfires and it gets him pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Well, y'all, he eventually births a son, which looks like a mutated version of himself.
Oh.
What the Joker is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a comic
it's
book.
A
People
comic
make up
book,
crazy
so...
things all the time. But he looks so pleased. I've never seen the Joker look so happy than when the OBGYN was, like, down there checking him out. Like, he looked very calm.
I know this is freaking a lot of people out, though. Like, a man is birthing a child.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But no, I'm used to the Joker, like, robbing banks. Not necessarily, like, having kids on
his own. Has the Joker ever had a love life?
I'm so lost.
Yeah, he was with
oh, yeah,
Harley
true,
Quinn.
That's true, yeah. Harley Quinn.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So do you think this is post-Harley Quinn?
Probably
maybe
so.
He's done lost.
He's probably on his own now because she's probably like, you cheated on me, Mr. J.
Do y'all think Harley got him pregnant? Yeah.
Look, the Joker's a strong single mom that don't need no man.
He froze, right, he froze his eggs.
Moving on to a more risque dish.
Oh,
it's
no.
Time for... Since we're talking about birth, let's take a look at Lenny Kravitz's new birth, honey. He posted a photo of him in the ocean showing one butt cheek with the caption,
what?
New birth. Is Lenny thirst trapping his cakes? Or what y'all think?
No.
No?
I think he's definitely thirst trapping with that one clapper.
Thirst clapping?
Yeah, he's thirst clapping.
I don't think he's thirst trapping because you only see one.
That's right.
You only see one cheek. You don't get two cheeks, you get one. I think this ain't worth a whole thing.
It seems like Lenny always dealt in subtleness, you know, because he kind of knows what it is. You know the chicks are checking for him. He don't want to come off thirsty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
he's just giving you one cheek.
He's microdosing you the cheek.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
if you don't get the whole crack, it's not a thirst trap. You're not getting the crack. You're just getting one. So I think it's definitely not a thirst trap. It looks amazing.
I like cheeks. I like when they tight and when they perky. I like football booty on men.
Yeah,
when
well, just like
men
squats.
Got that
everybody.
Football booty. Yeah, I like that.
Do you like tossed salad?
I've never tossed a salad. I like mine's tossed though. Amen.
Okay. Help me, Lord.
Okay. Why did I come back for this?
That's why you got on green. I got on my green for money. Got my for salad.
For salad. Yes, honey. Alec Baldwin's ass. Oh, Lord, I mean, honey, ass.
Okay.
Honey, for people to make his wifey insta-famous, honey, we'll spill all that tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, Hilaria Baldwin turned 39 on Friday. Happy belated birthday, girl. Anyway, leading up to her birthday, her hubby Alec Baldwin posted a video asking his fans to help Hillary from Boston get to 1 million followers.
I would like to ask you a small favor, and that is my wife is just, it seems like she's just centimeters shy of 1 million followers on Instagram. And I would like to ask you as a birthday gift or even just gesture to my wife, would you follow her on Instagram?
Well, after the initial video, he posted three more, and he even roped in one of their kids.
Follow my mom on Instagram, please. today's the day.
Wow.
You know, it, like, and even with the tonality in which he spoke, it had like a very or else kind of vibe to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, like,
I felt threatened.
I felt threatened too.
Yeah.
And then in his final rambling video, he addressed trolls by saying, "I don't think I'm begging." Well, his non-begging paid off, and Alec posted a note thanking everyone for getting Hiladia from Boston to a million followers.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations on your million followers, girl.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
It is, All right, guys, it is time for a dish debate. If you live in Louisiana, oh, do you recognize that, Brad? If you live in Louisiana, a new 2023 law is out to get you as of January 1st.
Ooh.
The state's residents have to jump through hoops for their porn.
Oh, wow.
No, and I'm not just talking about the actors, guys. I'm talking about the people watching. If you're in Louisiana and you log on to Pornhub or other similar sites, I don't know the names of any others, and I've never heard of Pornhub until just now, but if you log on to any of these sites, you're going to have to verify your age by uploading your ID to the state's digital driver's license. LA, like Louisiana wallet, LA wallet. Now, guys, this is meant to keep kids from watching porn, but it also feels really creepy, right?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm one of those people who's very skeptical about putting my ID on anybody's website.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they getting your mail.
The last thing I want is the state police to know my search history.
I remember finding old VHS tape in my stepdad's closet. I was a very nosy kid.
Ooh.
And I found an old mind you, it was kids from church that came over.
Ooh.
And I thought we were just going to pop in a movie.
No, you bad.
Why did I pop in the tape?
Ooh.
And it was...
No, not the hentai?
Yes!
You must have been a spoiled child, because I knew better.
Yo.
You don't touch nothing that's your parents.
Yeah, yeah. My dad used to get Playboy, crazy. And we couldn't look at him, so, honey.
Mm-mm. You should have.
Now, I guess I should have.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm next. Seems like someone was trying to do a sequel to Snakes on a Plane without Samuel L. Jackson. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's our last story of the day. So, at this point, there's probably nothing that a TSA agent hasn't seen or witnessed, right?
Right.
They've seen
right.
it all. One TSA security found a 4-foot-long boa constrictor making its way through a TSA X-ray machine.
Ooh.
Apparently, the snake was an emotional support snake, and
what?
The traveler had the reptile curled up in its carry-on bag, ready for takeoff.
I mean, I've seen people get stopped because they just got a BBL or something, so they looking through their booty cheeks and something to see if they trying to sneak something in.
They do you for every damn thing. I'm so sick of them damn TSA people. I put it on video. That queen searched all in my crouch, all in my
ass. Oh, my
ass.
God.
I'm like, girl, what are you looking for?
What did they find?
Like, yeah.
They didn't find nothing. Can I ask the people? I said, what are they looking for?
Is that your way of letting us know you holding a gun down there?
No, baby, honey, not
Gary say ain't been nothing hard under there for a long time.
Also, Gary, I feel like that's a free massage. That's a free massage.
Not by somebody you don't want. Another damn queen. Don't be touching on me like that.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
A queen was frisking Gary.
Yeah, I knew about her work, honey. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
She knew exactly what she was looking
She's trying
for.
Trying to get that phone number, Gary.
She's trying to get that gun.
And you get me with the T.
She might not have been looking for a gun. Maybe she was looking for the holster. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.